Strata peeps, it's Joe from Strata Chat with Joey, and today I wanted to talk about a recent Brisbane Magistrates Court decision in which a body corporate was fined for failing to look after its fire assets and additionally failure to adhere to recommendations and directions made by Queensland Fire. So this particular scheme is a 35 lot scheme. The issues were discovered by Queensland Fire in around about August of last year. So we've just come into September of 2018. So that's almost a year ago that these issues were discovered. Queensland Fire spent quite a lot of time attempting to work with the committee to try and get the issues rectified. Now, the issues included things like not properly looking after their fire assets on the common property. There was also a garbage chute, which the way in which the garbage chute operated, that posed a fire danger for fire to travel through the building. And there was also a lock on a door on the ninth level. Removing that lock would have meant that in the event of a fire, people would have been able to escape through it because it was a fire escape door a heck of a lot quicker. So those were the big ticket items that the body corporate failed to rectify. As a result of that, Queensland Fire said, well, that's it, we're taking you to the Magistrates Court, which they did, and the magistrate agreed with Queensland Fire and imposed a fine of $21,000 plus court costs. Maybe it's a total of $22,000-$23,000, I would imagine. So what happens now for the owners in that particular scheme? Well, I'll guarantee you that they don't have a line item in their current budget sitting aside to pay this type of fine. So the committee are going to have to call an EGM and they're going to have to ask people to vote upon a levy, a special levy to pay this fine. I'll guarantee you that owners will be very upset at having to find money to pay this fine. I really wouldn't like to be on the committee going and explaining the reason why this fine has come to be. My experience with Queensland Fire is that they are quite reasonable. They will try to work with committees. You'll be given a timeline within which to comply. My read of this situation is that perhaps the body corporate have just stopped returning correspondence, or maybe they've just stopped communicating. That's always a worry. Sometimes that happens. We don't know whether or not they were self-managed. Certainly if I find fire issues, I try to get the committee to get onto those very quickly. So yeah, make sure your fire assets are being maintained. It's really a big deal.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.